"For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord. "Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. En effet, moi, je connais les projets que je forme pour vous," déclare l'Éternel. "Projets de paix et non de malheur, afin de vous donner un avenir et de l'espérance. Denn ich weiß, was für Gedanken ich über euch habe," spricht Gott. "Gedanken des Friedens und nicht des Unheils, um euch eine Zukunft und eine Hoffnung zu geben." In the name of God, Parent, Son and Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to today's audio service from the Swiss Church in London, and a very special welcome to those who were unable to join us at the Swiss Church 2 weeks ago. It was a wonderful day to meet again with the congregation, and I was quite tearful. It felt emotional. For many of us, it was a bit difficult not to be allowed to sing in church. So today, Peter Yardley-Jones will once more bring the hymns into our living rooms. And be reassured that at home, you are allowed to sing as loud as you possibly can. The pandemic is still with us. We're facing winter, which also means new social restrictions to prevent the spreading of the virus. Most of us are probably calmer about it than back in March. But the second wave of restrictions, whatever we may think about them, will have a huge impact on people's mental health and livelihood. The negative consequences of the economic and social lockdowns on people's lives are already apparent, especially for the most vulnerable in our society. But I think we will only see the true impact in the months and the years to come, and for many people it will be a very difficult time. My sister, who works as a trauma therapist in Switzerland, has told me that the number of clients seeking help has gone through the roof. It worries me, and I wonder how long it will take our society to recover. One big topic in the news recently was the behavior of young people and their return to university. Many universities had to impose self-isolation on their students, who find themselves in a brand new life situation, far away from family and friends. I remember from my own time at university how important the social contact with my peers was, and how vital the possibility to return to my parental home whenever things felt overwhelming. To be deprived from this social safety net must be very difficult at this stage of life. Young people are vulnerable. They need our support and our understanding, not threats and hostile reactions, as very often voiced in recent weeks. So in today's service, I will explore the Bible and what role young people play in it. The prayers will be led by students Niccolò Aliano and Lilian Jost.
Let us pray. God of grace, you are our parent. Teach us to discern our gifts, so that young we may rejoice in our energy and old we may share our wisdom. Let your loving spirit be our guide, so that in all we do, in our lives we may follow the example of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
I invite you to join in with the first hymn, Praise and Thanksgiving, a harvest song to the familiar tune of Morning Has Broken. You will find the hymn sheet on the Swiss Church webpage.
From the Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, verses 7 to 10. Light is sweet, and it is pleasant for the eyes to see the sun. Even those who live many years should rejoice in them all. Yet let them remember that the days of darkness will be many. All that comes is vanity. Rejoice, young men and women, while you are young, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Follow the inclination of your heart and the desire of your eyes. But know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. Banish anxiety from your mind, and put away pain from your body, for youth and the dawn of life are vanity.
I invite you to join in with the second hymn, O ma joie et mon espérance.
These are the things you must insist on and teach. Let no one despise your youth, but set the believers an example in speech and conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Until I arrive, give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhorting, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you through prophecy, with laying on of hands by the council of elders. Put these things into practice, devote yourself to them, so that all may see your progress. Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Continue in these things, for in doing this you will save both yourself and your hearers.
Dear parishioners, dear listeners, I recently turned 40. 40 is a funny age. It's not old, but also not young anymore. I remember when I was in my early 20s, 40 sounded, if not old, then definitely very grown up. In biblical times, that would have been a different matter. At the age of 40, I would have been a very old person. Young and old are categories that are defined by the historic and geographic context we live in. How we perceive ourselves is often a very different matter. Does anyone ever really feel old? I believe that deep inside we always perceive ourselves as young, no matter what it says on the age tag. We carry the imprint of our childhood and youth within us. Our hopes and dreams stay the same. In today's Western societies, the average life expectancy for men is 79 and for women 84. In biblical times, life expectancy was less than half that. Modern medicine healthier lifestyles and a long period of peace with our neighbors have increased our lifespan and therefore the length of what we consider young age. And yet there is no denial that at some point our body will become weaker and our physical and mental abilities set boundaries that are hard to accept. In Ecclesiastes, the preacher refers specifically to the light and the decline of eyesight that often comes with old age. The preacher may have his own experiences with the loss of eyesight. And so he urges young people to enjoy the light and the sight of the sun, as the day of darkness will be many. And yet, the preacher shows no signs of bitterness or envy. His words are words of encouragement for the younger generation. He says, "Rejoice, young women and men. Be cheerful in the days of your youth. Embrace your youthfulness, your energy, and your abilities as long as they last." It is a life-affirming and positive message without judgment. Follow the inclination of your heart and the desire of your eyes, the preacher says. The tone on the radio and in the newspapers was far from that in recent weeks. Up and down the country, young people were criticized for breaking the lockdown rules and being careless. Whereas in truth, they have probably taken the biggest share of the load. In order to prosper in life and find their foot, they should now be experimenting, acquiring new skills, discovering the world. They should be making friends, dating, and socializing. But lockdown has put a temporary halt to all this, and the ongoing social and economic restrictions will see many young people's hopes crushed. The Prince of Wales has recently spoken out and said that this was a particularly difficult time for young people. He thinks that 1 million youngsters in the UK will need urgent help to protect their futures, and he warns of a lost generation. The under-25s have been hit hardest by unemployment in lockdown. Students have expressed confusion and worry about the situation at universities, and 400,000 pupils are still not back at school. This crisis deprives young people from vital opportunities and experiences, and how anyone can put the blame on them, I find incomprehensible. People of all ages break the lockdown rules, and I myself had one or two moments when I cheated. The Bible is full of stories of young people. Jesus and his disciples were young men and women who left their families behind to follow the vision of God's kingdom on earth. Young David confronted the much older and stronger Goliath with a simple slingshot, and thanks to the young man's wit and courage, God's people were saved. Esther was hardly a teenager when she became queen, and with her strategic political thinking, she convinced the king not to listen to the evil ideas of his highest officer, and she saved her people. As in any time and age, these young biblical characters are the driving force behind change. They are less settled in their ways, and therefore more courageous. With their determination and passion for change and justice, they steer their people's fate and please God with their actions, often putting themselves or their own future at risk. Jesus and his disciples walked away from the comfort of their family homes to face an unknown future, in their luggage nothing but the unshakable hope of a better world. Society depends on both, the wisdom of the old and the energy of the young generation. In order to thrive and create a peaceful world, we need to support and respect one another. Let no one despise your youth, the author of Timothy's letter say. Do not neglect the gift that is in you. Put these things into practice. Devote yourself to them. Everyone should see your progress. In doing this, you will save both yourself and your hearers. It is clear that the author of this letter holds his young audience in very high regard. They are the ones who will advance the cause of Christ with their determination and youthful energy. But youthful energy needs space and freedom to excel. Whatever we think of the current pandemic measures, we need to be aware that the ongoing call for self-isolation and restrictions puts the young generations at risk, their futures and their mental health. If we can't even keep the mid-generations in employment, how will young people make their ends meet? Scapegoating young people is the worst we can do. And many people would do good to listen to the message of the older preacher in Ecclesiastes, who has nothing but words of encouragement for the younger generation. Let no one despise your youth, the Bible says. God will be the judge. Amen. I would like to thank everyone listening to this service for your generous donations, which have helped the church tremendously to keep us afloat. We are thankful for any further donations you can make, and you will find the payment options for your donations on the webpage. We have news from the Consistoire. It is with great regret that we have to say goodbye to trustee and member of the congregation, Colin McIntyre. Colin will shortly move to Liverpool, and he therefore decided to step down as a trustee. Colin has not only filled various important positions, such as safeguarding and marriage registrations, but he has also been a reassuring, reliable, and knowledgeable presence in many areas of our church. Colin's absence will be felt, but at the same time, I am filled with confidence that we will be able to fill this gap and keep Colin's spirit alive. Colin will occasionally be around to say hello, and he will continue to help with certain tasks from afar, which we are very grateful for. The next service will take place at the Swiss Church in Endell Street on the 18th of October. We are looking forward to baptize Lucas and welcome him into the worldwide church community. Please keep in mind that the over 70s or those with health conditions are entitled to a £20 refund for their taxi fare to make your travel as safe as possible. Lily will now lead us in prayer.
God, you have all the time in the world. Time probably doesn't matter to you all that much. But for us, it's everything. And at the moment, many of us feel like we're wasting our precious time. We still have nowhere to be and nothing to do and no way to reach our goals because time is standing still but passing by very quickly at the same time. And most students are under a lot of pressure. We still need to perform and deliver the same results and grades, but our resources have changed drastically and time feels different this year and we are overwhelmed. But I know that you do care and that we are important to you. So I ask you, help us use the little time we do have on this planet wisely and perhaps just give us a little bit more of it this time around. Amen. God, are you ever lonely? If I had to guess, I'd probably say no. Us humans, on the other hand, have known loneliness forever. And currently, many young people, students, are experiencing loneliness to a new degree for the first time. The places we used to go to experience human connection, have been gone for months. Classrooms, libraries, choirs, yoga studios, clubs. At this point, many of us are properly yearning for friendship and love and even university. God, don't forget us. Don't forget the first-year student who moved to a new town, practically unable to connect to new peers. Don't forget those of us stuck in toxic flat shares with people we don't really like. Don't forget those of us who rely on weak Wi-Fi to attend online classes. God, don't forget us. Amen.
I invite you to join in with the third hymn, Wir pflügen und wir streuen. Thank you. I would like everyone listening at home or reading this service to join in with the sharing of communion. If you don't have any wine or juice in the house, take some water or any kind of juice you have. Pour it in your favorite mug or glass. Take a piece of bread or a cracker or some cake and put it next to your glass on a plate. Together, we will bless the wine and the bread, and we will share communion as a sign that the grace of God becomes alive through us. As I will speak the words that Jesus has spoken to the disciples when they shared the meal, you may hold up your glass to give thanks, break the bread, and hold the palms of your hands over the wine and bread for the blessing, just as you see me doing at church. Take your time to get ready, or pause the audio service if you wish. With the symbols of wine and bread in front of us, let us begin. Heureux les invités au repas du Seigneur. En partageant le vin et le pain, nous nous souvenons que nous sommes une communauté fondée sur la foi, que l'amour et l'espoir grandissent si on les partage. Wir sind alle eingeladen an Gottes Tisch. Frauen und Männer, jung und alt, reich und arm, leichtherzige und schwermütige. Brot und Wein bringen uns in Berührung mit dem, was unaussprechbar ist, und mit dem heilsamen Wirken der göttlichen Gnade. I invite you to pray and to answer with the words, and we offer them to you. God of life, who loves and embraces us in mercy and acceptance, we recognize those places in our lives where we have been hurt and rejected, and we offer them to you. We recognize those times when we have hurt and rejected others, and we offer them to you. And we recognize the ways that we have failed to believe in your forgiving power. Help us to live in the strength that comes from your never-ending love. Amen. And in a moment of silence, let us think of the times when we have been hurt and of the times when we have hurt others. In der Nacht, als Jesus verraten wurde, saß er mit seinen Freunden und Freundinnen und teilte das Mahl. Er nahm das Brot, dankte dafür, brach es, gab es seinen Jüngern und Jüngerinnen und sprach: Nehmt, esst, das bin ich, für euch gegeben. Dann nahm er den Kelch, dankte, gab ihn seinen Jünger und Jüngerinnen und sprach: Nehmt, trinkt alle daraus. Das ist das Zeichen für den neuen Bund mit Gott. Tut dies zu meinem Gedächtnis, so oft ihr zusammen seid. Let us bless the bread and the wine. Gott, segne diese deine Gaben, Brot und Wein, Früchte deiner Erde und unserer Arbeit, die uns tragen von Generation zu Generation. Que le Saint-Esprit soit présent maintenant que nous partageons le vin et le pain. Par cette communion, tu renouvelles nos forces. And if you live with other people, you may now share a sign of peace. Peace be with you. Ich wünsche dir Friede. Shalom. I invite you now to take your piece of bread or your cracker or your cake. And after that, the cup with the wine or juice or water. And together we now eat the bread and we drink the wine, symbol of the presence of Jesus. Together we pray as Jesus Christ has taught us. Unser Vater im Himmel, geheiligt werde dein Name, dein Reich komme, dein Wille geschehe, wie im Himmel, so auf Erden. Unser tägliches Brot gib uns heute und vergib uns unsere Schuld, wie auch wir vergeben unseren Schuldigern. Und führe uns nicht in Versuchung, sondern erlöse uns von dem Bösen. Denn dein ist das Reich und die Kraft und die Herrlichkeit in Ewigkeit. Amen. Gott segne und behüte dich. Gott lasse sein Angesicht leuchten über dir und sei dir gnädig. Gott hebe sein Angesicht auf dich und gebe dir seinen Frieden. Que Dieu te bénisse et te protège. Que Dieu fasse briller sur toi son visage qui se penche vers toi. Que Dieu tourne vers toi son visage, qu'il t'apporte la paix. God bless you and keep you. God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. God lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. I wish you all a wonderful Sunday. Go in peace and bring peace to the world. Gönnt in Friede und bringet de Friede in die Welt. Amen.